sports, entertainment, and Maine's best guest list. Live from Seasons Restaurant on Main Street in Bangor. On The Pulse, AM 620 WZON, WZONThePulse.com, and the WZON app. This is Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Hey, welcome in. It's the third hour of the program here on a Tuesday afternoon. From Seasons Main Street, Bangor, and our Quality Jewelers Studios, Hour 3 brought to you by West Market Square Artisan Coffee House, 24 Broad Street in downtown Bangor, the place to go for your best coffee experience and atmosphere. Rich Kimball, Ryan Waning with you, and we kick off this hour of the program by welcoming back to the show talented comedian, his album Physical Whisper, available on iTunes. And now we must address him as Emmy Award winner as part of the staff of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Josh Gondelman, welcome back to the show, and congratulations on that Emmy.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me back.
It's a thrill to have you back with us. And we always joke here about our weird circle of friends and guests and how they all seem to know each other. And so last night I'm out there in the Twitterverse and see that you're communicating with our friend Charlotte Wilder, who was on the show earlier today, and it makes me feel like someone is controlling the universe.
It's really nice. I actually really like that about the internet. You know, people talk a lot about like all the garbage on social media, which I think exists certainly, but it was like nice to, that's the only way I know Charlotte, and I like her writing, and so I found her, we found each other.
Well, and that's what
and
we tried to
nice
do.
Nice that we can, oh, sorry.
No, that's what we try to do. We find people out there that we think are awesome. And, of course, now you have the connection with Ryan, so that helps. But, yeah, our awesome sphere of friends. We just want to have a big party and invite everybody.
That's wonderful. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the Emmy. What was that like, receiving the Emmy Award for your work on Last Week Tonight?
It was really exciting. It's very nice. I mean, like, it's... As an adult, people don't hand you trophies that often, and so when it happens, it's like, oh, this is neat. This is a fun night. I mean, it's obviously, it's not the most important. Like, I'm so grateful to get to work on the show and write comedy that I really enjoy and work with such wonderful people. So the best part really was, like, getting to share it with the rest of the staff and all of us being there together and like kind of having this nice moment of like, hey, we did this. We did it together.
Josh, when you're writing it with a staff, has got to be a lot different than what you do when you're writing on your stand-up stuff. Can you talk for a second about the collaborative effort with some of the other writers, how you kind of pick each other up as you go along?
Totally. It's really nice. Everyone has kind of a different comedy writing background and comedy writing style. So it's fun to be in the room writing jokes with everybody because there are definitely things we'll be working on where, like, I'll be racking my brain to come at it from one angle, and then another writer pitches a joke, and it just unlocks the whole thing, where you're like, oh, I hadn't even looked at it that way, and now this, like, I have more ideas now, instead of just looking at it from the one, like, instead of banging my head up against the same wall over and over again. So it's really great, and everyone's so funny and nice, and it's been a very consistent group of people for the whole time I've been there. So it's like a very tight-knit crew, which it's like, what a lovely thing to get to have, you know, because stand-up sometimes is so solitary driving or flying hours and hours from gig to gig. And so I love to do stand-up and I love to travel for it. But at the same time, it's nice to like have an office to go to and like have a reliable crew of people to work with.
Well, I feel like...
Or consistent.
I feel like your show has kind of taken the place of The Daily Show as the place people go to get the commentary on what's happening in the world and to make sense of us. So do you guys ever sit around as you're writing the show and think, wow, we're mining wonderful comedy out of this, at the same time realizing that it could also mean the end of American civilization as we know it?
Well, thank you. That's very kind. I mean, I don't think we look at ourselves as like a replacement for anything or like, or doing anything other than just like trying to write the funniest show we can. Although there is like a considerable amount of fear lately in the writer's room of like, oh, wow, this is actually horrifying. It's like there are times where I think the jokes come a little slower because what naturally comes out are just screams of terror.
Josh, as we follow along with some of the stuff that you're doing your career-wise, I mean, my wife just spotted something you wrote in Glamour, and that blew my mind. But On the flip side, there's just the stuff you're doing in stand-up. I found that you're doing essentially the gig that was created for you personally, a competitive roast-style compliment contest as part of the New York Comedy Festival. How did you get into part of that?
Oh, my friend Kyle Ayers runs it. He's so funny and does all these different kinds of, like, shows with, you know, different kinds of performances. Like, he's a really funny stand-up, but also has this great brain where he runs these different kinds of shows that a lot of comics do. So this one, he had a show that this was a small part of called the Boast Rattle, which is like kind of a tongue-in-cheek takeoff on roast battle shows. So it's you compliment the other comedian and try to come up with the best, funniest compliments, which I was very excited. I had a really fun time doing it the first time, so he asked me to come back and do the New York Comedy Festival on. I'm really excited for it.
By the way, we want to thank you from all of the reasonable people in Maine for what your show did to let the world know about our governor, Paula Page.
Oh, my goodness. What a maniac.
Yeah, he's ours.
What did he say? He said something wild today. Have you guys talked about it already? I haven't heard it earlier on the show.
I haven't heard what he said today, but I imagine it was something. It always is.
It sure was. I think he basically stated that he can't wait for Donald Trump to take over America with his authoritarian regime. His word, not mine.
Well, yeah, there's certainly some envy there because he hasn't been able to jail any opponents yet here in Maine, but he's working on it.
No, I'm sure he would love to have that power.
Can you talk a little bit about the creative process? Because I imagine that doing one show a week, it's nice, but at the same time, the pressure must get intense. What's the toughest day of the week work-wise for all of you?
Ooh, interesting. That's a great question. So it varies. It's like a little different depending on what kind of story you're working on. But the Saturdays, all the writers are in the writer's room together, writing jokes together and kind of pitching stuff out loud to one another and like for that week's show. And so that day is all we know that it's going to be like, we're going to have a lot on our plate. Or some other days, you know, we'll be having a little more time to work on stories on our own or pitching stuff at a little, you know, at a different pace. But Saturday is definitely when we're getting ready for a Sunday show, of everybody being in the room together, knowing that, like, okay, the show's tomorrow, like, we got to buckle down and get this done.
We're talking with Josh Gondelman of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. You're one of the best follows out there on Twitter. I love your work. What's the reaction of people? Because with straight political commentators, I'm sure they get a different type of follower than people who make their living in the world of comedy. But do you get people who get really angry with some of the things you say?
Occasionally I do, but it's not mostly my followers, which is interesting. Like normally, I think for whatever reason, the reason is that I'm not famous. So because I'm not famous, all the people who are following me are doing it because they like know what I do and like what I do, which is a nice kind of relief, you know, because when you're like an actor and a big time actor and somebody sees you in a movie and follows you on Twitter, like if you're Chris Evans and people like Captain America and you say something, they're like, that's not what Captain America would say. So they get mad at that. But for my followers, I think I have a pretty consistent attitude towards things. And very rarely do people get like, really upset, unless I have a tweet that goes wider than that circle, you know, and gets a lot of retweets, and then I end up in the getting blowback from people with telling me that I should learn my place in the world.
Now, I think who else was another friend of ours that you were exchanging Twitter communications with? I think it was David Roth from Vice Sports, and maybe even Julie DeCaro from The Score out in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoy David Roth's work a lot. I don't think I know Julie as much, but I really like reading good sports writing all across the map. I like sports, but like I don't watch boxing, but I could read about boxing forever. It just like sounds so beautiful when you read about it. And then when I watch it, I'm like, that's just guys punching each other, right? Like, I feel like I'm missing what they wrote about.
Well, you're one of the funniest people out there on Twitter. Who are some people you follow that maybe we should keep an eye on if we're not already?
Oh, my gosh. What a great question. Let me see if there's somebody that I have retweeted recently that I can give a shout-out to. Oh, Kashana Kali is super, super funny. She's maybe the person I've retweeted the most in the last, like, few months. She's hilarious. Let me see what she just tweeted, if I can read it on the radio.
Oh, sure.
She just tweeted, emails aren't safe. We should hide state secrets deep in the story parts of recipe blogs, which made me laugh out loud. And then she's super funny. Goodness gracious. Natasha Rothwell. Goodness. Yeah, there are just so many people. I also, Paula Powell.
Mm, yes.
Really great.
Yes.
She's so funny. Written on Saturday Night Live for many years. And then there are so many great people. I think the funny, I wish he tweeted more. Ariel Dumas, who writes for Colbert, is so, 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 so funny on Twitter all the time. And my fiance, Maris Kreisman, is like hilarious. She's so funny. We'll be sitting watching the debate together, and because we're just kind of like heads down on our phones, we'll like show each other our tweets manually, like a couple of real doors. Like, I'll just hold my phone up for her, and she'll hold up for me, and she makes me laugh so much.
Well, Josh,
it's
always a pleasure to have you on the show. We're so excited to see your continued success out there in the world. And from a guy who hosted when you were middling a show at the Portland Comedy Connection, I'll never forget getting your business card that said politely funny, because you are both, dude.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Joshua. We'll catch up with you again soon. Continued success and enjoy the next 3 weeks of this election. And we'll find something funny after that, I'm sure.
Thank you. Enjoy is a strong word, but I'll do my best.
Right. Thank you, Josh. That's Josh Gondelman from Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.